This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, June 4th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. The IMF is meant to help nations in the dire straits of brute luck, but this global lender of last resort has seen a large chunk of its assistance flow to Greece, which is a first world country caught in a predictable and self-made fiscal crisis. Swami Iyer, a research fellow at the Cato Institute's Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity, explains the problem.
Now, the IMF is in a position to lend to all its members. That includes all the rich countries and all the poor countries and all the middle-income countries. All of them are entitled to borrow. It's worth remembering that England had a very, very large loan program in 1975. So it's not as though it lends only to poor countries. It's another matter that since the Western world settled down, all the currencies became hard and began to float. In effect, they don't have any balance of payments problems, no shortage of hard currency. The IMF, under its charter, is only supposed to lend for a balance of payments problems, right? So the kinds of countries that are left with balance of payments problems in this world have typically been middle-income countries and poor countries. Those are the ones for whom the IMF has been lending. The biggest chunk of IMF shareholding is owned by the Europeans together, put together. And they have always appointed the managing director. What's happened right now is that because there is a fiscal problem in Greece, and that fiscal problem may extend to other European countries like Spain, Italy, Ireland, Portugal, there is a crisis out there. It is not a balance of payments crisis. These are all members of the Eurozone. The European Bank, European Central Bank, will issue them as many euros as they like. So they are not in any balance of payments problem. In these circumstances, in my view, it is shocking that the IMF has said, I am going to lend money to these guys just to fix their fiscal deficit. That's not what the IMF was set up for. When there was the Great Recession of 2007-2009, and we raised $750 billion for the IMF to lend to needy people. It was supposed to lend to people in balance of payments need. It was not supposed to go to guys in fiscal need. It has gone to the Europeans only because of their high voting clout.
Why isn't the central bank being used as much as it otherwise would be without support from IMF?
Well, I'll tell you what Europe is getting out of it. Because the value of Greek bonds or Portuguese bonds has fallen, this is endangering the entire solvency of the European banking and financial system. Right? They had all these bonds, which earlier were supposed to be AAA, as good as gold. Right? Now suddenly you find it's like the CDOs here. For the CDOs, you mixed up some subprime with AAA and pretended the whole thing was AAA. In Europe, you mixed up the German and the French, along with some Italian and Greece, and you pretend the whole thing is the same, and it is not. Right? Faced with the coming insolvency of the European financial system, this is a European problem to be sorted by the Europeans. Instead, they say, let's get some nice cheap money from the IMF. So in effect, the IMF is being used to rescue European banks and save European governments the trouble of having to fork out the money themselves.
Does it delay in any way a day of reckoning for fiscal crises in some of these countries?
It is, well, look, whether the rescue was done by the Europeans themselves or by the IMF is a detail. At the end of it all, most people do believe that Greece will default. But they're saying, you know, let's buy 2-3 years and then do it in a way in which there's no surprise and a less of a shock. The only question is, whose problem was it? It was not a problem of the developing world. It is not a problem of the guys for whom the 750 billion of the IMF was raised. It's a European problem, should have been solved by European governments. But because they have this large shareholding in the IMF, they've coolly said, let me put my finger into the till, my hand into the till, and pull out in effectively $300 million. And, you know, all this is available to me to solve European problems.
Are there changes to IMF's functioning going forward that ought to be made?
Well, for a start, if you have a new situation where China, India, Brazil, and so on are putting money into the fund, which is then being borrowed by Europe, I mean, that you clearly need a complete change in the voting power out there. So we have this ridiculous situation where the Europeans have the largest single chunk. Very clearly, the voting power of developing countries, especially of the BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, I mean, that voting strength needs to be increased very, very substantially to reflect the new reality of who is putting money in and who is taking money out.
Swami Iyer is a research fellow at the Cato Institute's Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity. He writes the Swaminomics column in the Times of India. You can read his work at cato.org.